You're listening to In the Vault, a KPMG banking industry podcast series.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast. I'm Liz Lamadou, a principal in KPMG's banking and capital markets tax practice. And joining me today are my colleagues Amit Ringshaw and Charles Dungy from our tax ignition practice. Charles and Amit focus on transforming tax departments in our banking and capital markets clients. Amit is a principal in our ignition team, and Charles is a managing director. Today, we want to talk about the concept of citizen developers within a tax organization. So first, I want to start with you, Amit. Can you help define this concept of a citizen developer for us?
Thank you, Liz. I would be happy to. The citizen developer movement is not something tax initiated. It started in the larger organization, primarily driven by IT, to empower and enable business technologists. But tax is well positioned to take advantage of it, because frankly, in tax, we've always acted in this capacity. The role of a citizen developer has expanded with the advent of new technologies. For example, the cloud-based technologies today provide tax professionals access to data management capabilities, things that were traditionally reserved for IT professionals with advanced domain knowledge. This is a great mix. New operating structures are emerging, and a new class of data-driven professionals have come forth. Today, they may be spread across different parts of the tax, but in the long run, we expect that to change. We're going to see tax reimagined itself across data lines, which will be very interesting. Personally, I can't wait to see how all this unfolds.
Amit, you mentioned data-driven tax professionals. That's a term I'm not familiar with. Can you explain to us what that means?
It's an interesting term, and I think we're going to hear a lot more of it in the near future. When we think of different aspects within the tax functions, we have to manage, you know, the organization from planning to reporting. But if you really think about it, data is really the glue that binds together these different inputs, tasks, activities, people. So when we think of tax, when we think of a data-driven tax, we think of these data-driven professionals who kind of understand the data journey throughout the tax processes, and they understand and have this insight of how data binds these tax areas and can then work with this data to get better insights into the tax function.
That makes sense. And I know that certainly the transformation of the tax department, and in particular, the transformation of data gathering and aggregation is a top priority for our bank clients. So, Charles, what kind of challenges are citizen developers facing as more and more tax departments start this transformation journey?
Yeah, Liz, the first challenge we're seeing is around having a common data model. The holy grail for a tax function and for our citizen developers should be to have accurate and structured data. Yet, it's still a major hurdle for many because they lack standardized processes and data models that are repeatable, manageable, and ready for consumption. Tax professionals need unique data that's not always available in accounting enterprise systems. So we encourage tax department leaders to review and focus on developing standardized integrated processes to achieve a data-driven tax function and help our citizen developers push for sustainable transformation. The second challenge is to adopt a governance model for the citizen developers. The tax department needs to work closely with the IT functions to empower citizen developers within the tax function. So we're seeing a lot of scrutiny in this area with our banking and capital market clients.
So you mentioned collaboration with the IT department. Is the IT function really turning over the keys of application development to the tax departments and citizen developers within tax?
That's a great question. IT has been very hesitant to allow application development outside of their oversight. But with the availability of applications that are low or no code, we're seeing the IT function involved, but more as an enabler of the business functions. So the tax function usually will collaborate with the IT function to decide who and how to build the automation, who is going to maintain the processes, which platform is best suited for the organization in a way that will best serve the tax function. So when your citizen developer considers building solutions for your tax department, you have to work with IT and define their role in enabling the performance for the tax function. Of course, you also have to be inclusive of all different aspects of your tax functions, from planning to provision, compliance and audit, and also across all jurisdictions, spanning from domestic, international, state, local, and indirect.
So how are tax departments operationalizing all this? Can you give us some examples of what you're seeing?
Yeah, so we're seeing some tax departments establish centers of excellence with subject matter experts and citizen developers. So these centers of excellence are usually focused around certain processes like legal entity management, ASC 740 processes, or international compliance. These are usually professionals that have a deep understanding of the process and an intimate knowledge of the data, where it comes from, how it's being used, and also the implication it has for other dependent processes. They really help frame the processes and work with the citizen developers to define things like access to data, who the data contributors are, the process sequence, and they also help design the business rules. They also help to work and better integrate with the IT, the finance, and the legal functions.
That's really interesting and completely changes the way I think a lot of us have traditionally viewed the roles and responsibilities of tax professionals. So what can a tax department do to get started on this journey?
Well, I think the first step is to create an environment where the tax transformation can occur. I think what impacted my career the most and what enabled me to be a transformation champion very early on was that I had the chance to work with leaders that were enablers and that gave me the tools I needed to experiment. You have to invest in technology and in training your people to help your tax department be more data-driven. So identify those people in your tax department that want to effectuate change, have entrepreneurial spirit, and want to build their skill set to also include technology. And these people will be key drivers in the culture change that will happen in your tax department.
Thanks, Charles. And Amit, anything you want to add to this idea of the cultural shift happening within the tax departments?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a great point made by Charles, right? I mean, it's all about having that right data-driven culture, and that's key to transformation. This is probably the most important thing we need to put in place before we start to do that. But it's also important to understand that we can't just look at this as, you know, buying a culture, borrowing a culture, buying a technology, and then kind of plugging it in. In reality, tax transformation is a journey. A new tool or a quick fix solution is not enough to evolve tax functions into a more strategic business partner. We mentioned earlier, you know, you have to take a holistic look at your tax function. You have to realize the benefits of having a citizen developer tax professionals. And this takes an intentional and methodical approach to address the root issues, you know, within data and processes. Digital transformation in a tax department is like a snowflake, you know. No two are the same. And tax directors know their people and their processes better than anyone else. However, using an advisor can help you formulate that journey, guide you through that vision and roadmap, and give you the best practices and industry benchmarks that you can rely on. You know, summing it all up together, in some ways, the culture and roadmap and a profitable planning and vision being some of the most crucial, you know, parts of embarking on this journey.
That makes sense. And this whole topic is fascinating, and I think this discussion has been enlightening. So thank you, Amit and Charles. I really appreciate you guys talking through this topic with us today and sharing your insights. I enjoyed this discussion. And to our audience, thank you for joining us today. This is Liz Lamadue on behalf of KPMG's Banking and Capital Markets Tax Practice. I look forward to talking again soon.
Thanks for listening to In the Vault with KPMG. Be sure to subscribe to this series to be notified of new episodes.